In Delaware's largest school district, Superintendent Merv Daugherty has been an omnipresent force for a decade. He created and nurtured innovative programs to help his Red Clay district keep and attract students, even as other districts lose them to charter schools. But now he's leaving for a vastly larger district near Richmond, Virginia. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
If you attend an event in the Red Clay School District, recital, family night, football game, Merv Daugherty will likely be there. A large, low-key man with a perpetual smile, he chats amiably with everyone he encounters and listens to them, says board member Adriana Boehm.
He's fabulous. He knows everyone, people from all walks of life, all different ages, you know, black people, white people, Latinos, you know, Asians, and he knows them by name, and he goes up and he asks about their family and their kids. I just think he's really genuine.
Daugherty has also been successful at Red Clay, where he began as an assistant principal in 2000. He started niche programs like culinary arts or an early college academy at traditional high schools. He oversaw top-performing institutions like Conrad Schools of Science. He's been planning a high school solely for kids with drug addiction. But he knows more must be done when he leaves November 1st.
Education, you never finish. Really working hard to address the issues that come with poverty and trauma. We still have a lot to do. I know that the district's going to continue to push that issue. I want my legacy just to be that I was a person who really cared about the kids coming to the schools.
Boehm, a frequent district critic before she joined the board, says Daugherty always seeks a solution.
I think he listens to criticism and takes criticism really well. And I think he goes back and rethinks about maybe a better way we could introduce something or roll something out. Now, Merv and I don't always agree on everything, but we can have really frank, candid conversations. I really, really respect him.
The board is now weighing plans for finding a successor. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.